talking about?
I'm talking about somebody who helps on a baby.
Deliver the baby.
Oh, midwife.
Okay, fine. Have you ever heard them called grannies or granny women?
Yes, ma'am, granny.
And that's the same thing?
Yes. I was thinking somebody, at first, that you were putting somebody staying with a small child.
No. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind
him? City dude.
And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Clodhopper.
Okay. How do you normally refer to people whose skin is black?
Most of the people now say colored people. Then, years ago, they said nigger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was seldom negro.
If a colored person gets mad with a white person, are you familiar with any words that he might use in speaking about that white person?
Nothing except slavery time. What I've heard them say they use in slavery time, call them white trash.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call people whose skin is white?
White.
Okay.
White people.
Okay.
They are seldom referred to as Caucasian.
Yeah. If a white person gets mad with a colored person, are you familiar with any words that he might use to refer to the colored person?
Well, mostly he's referred to as Negro.
Okay.
And years ago, it was mostly nigger.
Mm-hmm.
If he was referring to him in a... when he was vexed.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term cracker?
Yes, sir.
Now, what does cracker mean? If somebody calls somebody else a cracker?
Well, call her a sweet cracker or soda cracker.
Now, I'm talking about... Oh, if you use that, we're talking about a person.
Oh. I wouldn't know what kind of person... use that to describe.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cracker. Of course, you know, you say a Georgia cracker. We are known as a Georgia cracker,
uh-huh.
But where it originated, I do not know.
Okay. If a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it, you might say the man got awfully...
Man.
Okay.
It wouldn't be vexed. It'd be mad.
Okay. Now, if he was just a little mad, would he be vexed? Is that the difference between...
Yes.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
It would be tired years ago. Now, I'd be pooped.
Okay.
They've changed it, you know. I'm bushed.
Okay. If a little boy didn't feel very well, say, the nurse at school, you'd say the nurse at school sent the little boy home early because he, what, at school? If you want to get across the idea that he's not feeling well, you'd say the nurse sent him home because he...
Felt bad.
Okay.
Felt bad.
Okay. Now, if you're going to use the word sick...
But when the teacher... would send me home when I was a boy, I was the one that felt bad when I got there.
Oh?
Yes. I really felt bad when Mama got through. Well, she knew I wasn't sick most of the time.
Well, you just can't send him home and say sick.
Yeah, if you were going to use the word sick now, you'd say the nurse sent the little boy home because he what sick? Because he...
He was sick or felt bad.
Okay. What I'm interested in is whether you'd say he was sick or he took sick or, you know, how you'd express that. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
Why'd you say that?
In the stomach.
Okay.